David Bowie, dead at the age of 69. We're going to be playing his music all throughout the afternoon.
And as some of his music comes up, you say, oh, right, he did that. Because he evolved in so many ways, you forget what he was attached to.
Hard not to imagine. Hard not to be able to identify his voice, though. His voice is so unique.
Right.
And his great cattails, because he was born a crooner and wanted to be a crooner. All right, Lauren Fix is with us. We love Lauren Fix, the car coach.
Mm-hmm.
She is on the floor of the International Auto Show in Detroit, which is starts the whole auto show season. And they also just announced the new. This is the big deal. Everybody's waiting for the car of the year, the North American car of the year, to be announced at the Detroit Auto Show. You got a car and a truck, and the. Well, Lauren, I'll let you tell it. Why would I take away the great pleasure of you being able to announce what it is?
Yeah, we started the whole auto show, and we had the big announcement. The show is open, and we start off with the North American Car and Truck of the Year. And I'm honored to be one of the 50 jurors. And we decide based on a lot of things. Is it new? Is it uniquely different than the previous generation? Not just a reface, but really has totally new. And there was quite a few vehicles. It was the Chevy Malibu, the Honda Civic, and the Mazda Miata, which was a really fun car. But all the votes were calculated, and the winning car of the year is the Honda Civic. And I'll tell you, it really – and I voted all my tickets, and we each get 10 points to spread out or all in one. And I went all in on the Honda Civic because I truly believe that with the Apple CarPlay and the Android, the new design, the new technology – completely inside and out, better transmission, better performance, they had a winner.
And it's interesting, too, because you mentioned the Chevy Malibu, which they've just started to market, which is a redo that Chevy did. Like they redid the Impala last year, they've made it much more of a kind of a Euro design, very cool looking. And they're doing, and Chevy's doing this great, sort of they take the badges off the cars. Hey, what is this? And they ask people. I'm assuming that's real. I don't know. I work in this business, so I assume. I can't make any real assumptions, but it is cool
because
we know. Yeah, but when you do see it, that is a pretty cool car. And this is a reboot of the Mazda Miata, right? That Mazda's doing.
Right. Really, they had pretty good sales, but remember, this is a third car. Typically, people don't have this as their first car or second car. So, if you live in Chicago and you're driving snowy winter, you kind of want an SUV or something with winter tires, and typically you don't drive a Miata. But that's why there's Truck of the Year, and I'll just roll into that. You like that transition?
I did. I just want to ask you, is the Miata a two-seater?
It is a two-seater. Yeah. It is a really fun car. I really enjoyed it. It is a third car for most people. I mean, you can't – there's not much room for luggage, let alone groceries or anything else for that matter. Maybe instead of clubs at that.
Yeah. Okay. I rented one of those, and it barely fit one piece of luggage
in the
trunk.
The rest is on someone's lap.
Right.
You know?
It was a long drive.
But at least Mazda's got something going. I mean, that's an important deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they should be very proud of the results. For Truck of the Year, we had the Volvo XC90, the Nissan Titan XE, which is that sweet spot between a half-ton truck and a three-quarter-ton truck. And your listeners that know about trucks, like I do, so there is that time where you're like, oh, a half-ton's not enough, but a three-quarter, I don't want that ride. I don't want to lose all that luxury. So this is the truck that fits that sweet spot. And then the third choice was the Honda Pilot. And the winner was the Volvo XC90, which has won many awards, and most of its technology and design, and that is a complete reface, head to toe, upside down, and inside out.
Now, I find that I drove that last year.
Yep.
Within the last little bit, a couple of months. And Volvo is really making a play for the North American market, are they not? I mean, they're spending marketing money. They're sending a lot of product here.
Well, Volvo is a Swedish car company. It's a European sedan that they started with. Now they've got European SUVs. And you've got to remember that they were really in bad financial shape. They were owned by Ford. They were sold off. They'd gone to a couple other buyers. And now they're owned by a Chinese car company called Chery. But don't look at it as a Chinese thing and feel, oh, that's terrible quality. Well, you know what? You're probably holding an iPhone made there or an Android phone that's made there. So there is good quality coming out of there, and part of that is Volvo, which is still made in Sweden. They keep that European flavor, and it's a really awesome technology. The center stack looks like an iPad. really very intuitive. You're not like, I don't know, where's the navigation screen? Very easy to use.
Right, because some of them look so high-tech, but then you're like, whoa, it's not intuitive.
Yeah.
What, talk about some of
I have to say, there are some German brands that are difficult to work with.
You know those Germans.
Not all of them, just a couple.
tell me, Lauren, about some of the trends, because I don't get into the nitty-gritty of cars, but I love hearing about, like, this. So there's a self-driving car. I saw this really cool, like, matte gunman metal paint. And so it was like a...
Right, on the new Mercedes E-Class.
And something, it was so gorgeous. Cool. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. The matte color paints aren't as super popular as they were over the last previous 2 years, but you're still seeing vehicles come out in that color. The reason it's not so popular is if you run it through the car wash, it's no longer a matte color.
Oh.
Because it now is a shine, so you have to clean it with special products. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about a cool matte car, because I almost bought one until I read the long agreement I had to sign. Yeah. And I went, you know what, never mind.
How would it survive a Chicago winter, right?
Or, yeah, it's a very... And they look cool.
They look so good.
I've seen the... I've seen that that Mercedes, that,
yes,
that big squared off, that blocky looking, it looked like a toy truck.
Mm-hmm.
The G-Class,
and it's got in that matte black, and it does look like a toy. It looks like if I had big enough hands, I'd be able to pick it up.
Think of it this way, if you can afford a Mercedes G-Class, you can afford to have someone wash it for you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is a shockingly expensive car, by the way, because I thought, well, I think
yes,
that...
It is.
Sure, we'll go for that.
I looked at that. That's a pretty cool truck. Maybe I should get that. And, whoa, what? It's $150,000 for that?
Mm. And then add AMG on top of it and watch how the price just goes up another 50K.
No.
You're asking about trends. Here's the big trend. VW showed the Golf Touch, which is cool. It's a large screen for navigation. Again, replacing controls for touchscreen, which we're all used to. Audi has the coolest technology. It's got a virtual cockpit, so where your gauges typically are in front of the steering wheel, it's the whole gauge area except for a little area at the bottom, which shows speedometer and gas. The rest is full map, color, three-dimensional, so awesome. It's available in the Q7 and the TT right now. They're also bringing it in the new A4.
Oh. That's it. That is
Audi. They got some cool technology.
Yeah. Well, and that's all part of the Volkswagen family. And I know Volkswagen made some news today, too, they're basically saying, listen, hey, we're not criminals over here. Or if they were the VMF criminals over here.
I like that version better.
They're trying to make and this is the new guy. This is their new CEO, Matthias Müller, who came over from Porsche. Right. And he's trying to do a rebuild here on this whole EPA the computer cheating fixing that they were doing there. They say they've got a fix now in the works. What do you make of all that, Lauren?
Okay, that's on the smaller engines, the 1.8 liters. That is not on the 3-liter diesel. The 3-liter diesel is going to be a very minor software modification. So if you have one, like I happen to have two of them, take them to the dealer. They'll do the modification when it becomes available. You can actually opt out of it, which I plan to do. It's funny. You look on the forums and you talk to the people that own these cars, and they love them, and they have zero intention of selling them. So of what I'm hearing, not just from other people, but online and looking at the VW forums, about 90% of the people that have these vehicles have zero intention of getting rid of it. A few of them, maybe an additional of that 90%, 10% are still frustrated they got lied to but really don't care because they love the vehicle. And that other 10% are the percentage that will most likely get rid of the car or sell it back and try and get what they can out of it from VW, because they will be doing a buyback program. But I think that percentage is going to be substantially smaller than what the federal government thinks, because people that have them don't want to get rid of them. They love it.
That's interesting.
That is a very interesting thing. All right. So check out
the VW forums. You'll be really surprised. People are not interested in selling. There's a few, the crunchy people that are like, listen, I have zero interest in selling in this car. And there's others that are like, that's it. I'm out. Come buy it. They're not going to get as much as they think they're going to get for it, but they'll get, a good amount of money.
I want to ask you about this. The thing last year at the Chicago Auto Show, which I was just smitten by, I was there a couple days. We were working there a couple days, and I would just go stand at this thing and stare at it. And now I've seen a commercial for it, is the Ford GT. And it is it's a sports car that, unlike any American sports car I have ever seen, it is designed to look. It looks basically like something out of Star Wars. I'm not exactly certain.
It looks like a Pagani, if you know what that is. For those of your listeners who know what a Pagani is, you can probably afford one. But yeah, it looks like a Ferrari. It's very exotic looking, and these are going to be very hard to get. They're only selling 200 a year for maybe 2 years, maybe a little longer.
Ooh.
And I think $400,000. It's $400,000 on the sticker from Ford.
Well, the thing is getting one. That's the key thing.
Because I think the sticker is a lot less than that, right?
Challenge.
Yeah.
No, it's $400,000 for one. If you want to find an 05 or an 06, you're probably going to be looking somewhere around the $250,000 to $300,000 range, depending on mileage and whether it's a 4 or 5 option car. Those cars are really cool, the Ford GT for 2005 and 6. If you're looking at the Ford GT, the new one, you're looking at $400,000. You have to have, you do what they call a friend of Ford. You have to be willing to drive it. You have to be near a dealership that can maintain it. You have to currently own a GT, and there are a lot of products. And, of course, you have to be interviewed. And if they feel that you qualify and you're actually going to do those things and you're not going to take it out of the country to some odd country that can't maintain it, then you can't be on the list. But if you get one, there's only 400. That's it.
Ooh.
So why are they putting a commercial out for it? Just to make it a Halo brand?
No, actually, I want one.
Because everybody wants one.
I'm begging. No, I've really been doing a lot of research on that. Everybody wants it. It's not a commercial. I don't work for Ford. I have nothing to do with them. Other than getting access to one of these is going to be a very big challenge for anybody.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Is it in Detroit, too? Are they showing it in Detroit again?
Yeah, they had it at CES last week. It was yellow. It was the car of the year for CES. Here it is a new one. It's all white with black wheels. It's not my favorite color combo, but, you know, it's a cool car. And then other cool cars that are here, because there's more things. Kia has the new Forte that's out. I'm looking at more reasonable cars, you know, because not everything has to be so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've got the new minivan out from FCA.
Woo!
That's interesting, because you would think they'd call it a town and country or a killer van, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, some genius marketer decided we're going to call it a Pacifica. Do you remember that car?
Oh,
the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Very successful. Yeah. Thank you.
What kind of a dumb idea is that?
I don't know. Someone should be fired for that, because why would you take a name that was not successful in the 90s and call you a new minivan, the Pacifica?
Oh.
I'm not getting it. I want to talk to someone in marketing and have a plan.
But what's so exciting about it then, Lauren? What do you love about it?
I'm not really the biggest fan of anything minivan, personal thing. It is a great-looking car, style and design-wise. I have not driven it. We're just showcasing it. It's going to have everything in a minivan that does just an updated style and design. And to me, I'm thinking, okay, why Pacifica? So I'm still stumped on that one. So, but Chevy came out with a new Bolt, which is an all-electric car.
Mm-hmm.
They are out to get Tesla. That is also interesting. So Mary Barra put out a vehicle that gets over 200 miles on a charge. That can hold 5 people and is reasonably priced for the masses. And the first thing everyone said is, oh, my gosh, she just stole the thunder from Tesla, which is genius because there's Chevy dealers everywhere.
Right. And they're the finest of dealers, by the way. I just want to point that out as a paid spokesman for Chevy. Yes, they are.
Yes. Thank you for disclosing that.
Yes, I must disclose that. But it is interesting because that, and I say that not. I'm going to take my Apple Chevy hat off for just a second.
Yeah.
The design changes that company has made. The most aggressive car brand right now is American car brand right now in terms of design.
Yep.
And they really are, you know, they're making a very, very bold move here. And I love it because it pushes everybody. And I think between Ford and GM right now, you really do have American cars are as competitive as they have been in 30 years, I think.
Absolutely. I agree with that. The Buick, they brought a Buick concept car out today. If they build that car as they showed it to us in the concept, they've got a winning product. The key is to make sure that they don't modify it to the point that it looks like a bland, boring sedan and that it really has that class and style, that European look, and they've got a winner.
Yeah, that's something. All right, well, Lauren, the car coach, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
Appreciate it. Lauren Fix.
Thank you, and I'll see you at the Chicago Auto Show.
Yes, you will. You'll be sitting with us at the Chicago Auto Show because I believe we'll be broadcasting
there.
I look forward to that as well. All right, thank you, Lauren. Appreciate your time. And again, this is the cars of the year at the Detroit Auto Show. You got the Honda Civic, And then the truck is the XC90 from Volvo.
Right. And the nice part is we don't have to wait too long for these cars to come to Chicago because it's like February 13th.